11th, or to look at it another way, second Tuesday of the month. And when the second Tuesday of the month rolls around, we spend some time with our friends from the Canadian Mental Health Association of Waterloo Wellington, and to put a focus on our mental health. We do it at 11:30 on Tuesdays, the second Tuesday of every month. Helen Fishburne joins us again. She is the executive director of CMHA Waterloo Wellington, and she brings with her today Kathy Sturdy-Smith, who is the manager of seniors services with CMHA Waterloo Wellington. Helen, it's nice to see you again.
Nice to see you as always, Mike.
And Kathy, welcome. Nice to have you here.
Thank you. Thanks for the invitation.
Let's begin on that note, Kathy, given your role with Manager of Seniors Services, and we are looking in June to bring awareness to seniors' mental health. What should we be looking for or most concerned with?
Okay. Before I talk about that, what I think it's really important for seniors to know in your listening audience is that according to Health Canada, older Canadians are healthier and living longer than ever before.
That's good news.
That's very good news.
But I will say too, in terms of the prevalence, about 5 to 10% of seniors living in the community will experience a depression serious enough to treat. But when you look at people living in long-term care, it's 30 to 40%. Now, having said that, I think the really good news is that over 80% of seniors with a more serious depression will respond really well to treatment and achieve a lasting recovery. So I think that is a really important piece to get at. It's very hopeful. So I think one of the things I think that can be more difficult for seniors is they don't like to talk about their feelings. And I think seniors also need to know that depression is not a normal part of aging. They can have certainly losses, like loss of a spouse, needing to move into a retirement home, long-term care, sometimes before they thought they were ready.
They lose their professional identity often as well with retirement,
totally,
right?
Totally.
Yeah. I'm so glad you mentioned that because I just heard on, I hate to say it was another radio station I was listening to, but I don't know a lot. But no, it was the Big Story podcast, which was aired right here on 570 News, now that I'm protecting my job. But anyway, the point in all of this, Helen, you mentioned that loss of a job, and they were talking around the stresses and burnout being an actual recognized condition, but around our identities being tied into what we do. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about sort of beginning to unpack that, right? Because we are still people that just perform some sort of role professionally. But that's an interesting point on seniors.
30 hours a week.
Right. And then in some cases, particularly when we're talking about seniors, that was a generation that may have done that one thing for 30 or 40 years.
You know, it's interesting. I had a conversation with a geriatrician several years ago, and he said it's really important to develop your hobbies early, like in your even if it's in your 40s and 50s. If you can develop networks of people, connect with people, if you can find hobbies to do or interests, that's going to take you through as you age. He said, if you don't do that, then trying to connect with people or develop hobbies gets more difficult as you get older. So I've always had that in my mind. He told me that when I was 40. I'm considerably older now, but I think that was really good advice to really look at bringing your head up for air, and the earlier the better, because that will thread through as you age.
Right. What factors can we look at that would promote mental wellness in the senior population?
I think connection is huge, because we know that isolation is really figures predominantly into depression. So how can we help, for example, our mom or dad stay connected with their friends? Because oftentimes with a depression, that's one of the first symptoms we see, that withdrawal from family and friends and from things that they used to enjoy. So that's one piece, is really staying connected. The other thing is with any age group, it's things like we finally have sun, get out into the sun, get some exercise, even if it's a short walk, go for a short walk. We have found actually that pets are a huge protective factor for mental health. So
if someone else to care for, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And company. Eating well, sleeping, you know, good sleep hygiene. And you're laughing, but it's true.
Well, I laugh about that because I was feeling it this morning when I got up after staying up late for the Raptors game last night. It's different for me now as I get a little bit older. Yeah. And, you know, 5 hours doesn't necessarily cut it anymore. And I think it's also one of those things I knew going into last night's game that
it's
I was willing to sacrifice that sleep. But the way I felt this morning was a good reminder that, hey, you know, you're not in your 20s anymore. And by the way, a good night's sleep is very valuable.
It's huge.
You'll probably feel that way on Friday, too.
It's huge at any age. And I mean, one of the points that I really would like to make today is that if we have heart issues, we think nothing of going to a cardiologist.
Sure.
If we have diabetes, we think nothing of going to see an endocrinologist. But if we're struggling with depression and you're a senior, people find that more difficult. So that's the stigma piece that we have to kind of break through. And we really need to see our mental health and our emotional health as important as our physical health.
Sure. Helen, you were able to announce some funding recently as well, which is good news for CMHA Waterloo Wellington.
It's amazing news. And although we don't have more money for seniors, we expect to get more money this year for seniors because we know the population's aging. This round of funding, which was announced last week, is actually really hit some of our major pressure points in terms of waiting lists, which is awesome news for our community. So there was $1.5 million of mental health and addictions funding announced just for Waterloo Wellington. It's going to be shared across a number of providers. Our take of it is about $640,000. In that money, we have more money for peer supports. So those are people that walk along beside people on their journey to wellness. So they're not trained professionals per se, but they're people who have a lived experience and really instrumental in terms of successful outcomes for recovery. We also have more money for our early psychosis intervention program. So those are young people who are living regular everyday lives, who have their first episode of a psychosis, and their life completely changes directions and path. And it's about getting that person back onto a really healthy, solid path with a multidisciplinary team around them so that they don't develop a chronic long-term mental health condition. And then we have some additional funding also for children's mental health. And Lutherwood is the partner in Waterloo, and we're the partner here on the Guelph Wellington side. And again, huge amount of need and pressures relating to kids coming forward. That's actually a benefit of social media with that population because we continue to see the need and it gets talked about and we're able to reach kids through those channels. But we need more resources on the ground to help kids. So those are three areas that we're really, really happy about.
I know that we have talked on past segments of this monthly update with you from CMHA Waterloo Wellington, that particularly with our new provincial, well, I still call it new, it's a year old now, but that provincial government, and we were kind of not really sure about a lot of things and how things would fall into place, and you were working very hard just to try to sort of navigate the waters. Is it settling, beginning to settle a little bit?
Not at all. Nope. It's still pretty turbulent, but the good news is many communities across the province, including the ones locally, so the Cambridge community, the Kitchener-Waterloo community, and the Guelph community have all put proposals in to be part of the new structure for healthcare, which will be called an Ontario Health Team. So we are now waiting for the Ministry of Health to get back to our local community to say, yes, we want you to proceed. We think you're an early adopter. Get out there, try things, work with yourself as partners, as providers, include patients and clients and families as part of that structure. So we're just waiting to hear back from the ministry right now. We're in a little bit of a holding pattern. But either way, our communities locally are moving forward to be to work towards creating one integrated, seamless healthcare team and system. It's going to take us several years to get there, so there's baby steps. But we're all very much motivated on board to do that. So that's a good thing.
Absolutely.
It's going to take time, though, right?
Yeah.
And right now we are waiting back from to hear from the ministry as well in terms of how fast they want us to move.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Kathy, one of the other things we didn't touch on with regard to seniors and mental health is the issue of elder abuse,
yes.
Which is one of those things that is cringeworthy to me, mm-hmm. quite frankly, but mm-hmm. I recognize it's an issue that we have to be aware of and that we have to address.
Right. So in 2014 and 15, the National Initiative on Care of the Elderly did a survey of 8,163 seniors, and taken together, if we include neglect in that, so on that neglect along with psychological, physical, sexual, financial, 8.2% of older Canadians 55 and over have either experienced elder abuse or are at risk for that. So that means sort of one in six people 60 years and over have experienced some form of
abuse. That's a lot.
It's a lot. Mm-hmm. The good news is there is help out there. There are programs in Waterloo Region, and that is the senior support team of Waterloo Region. And some of the things that they do are they provide education on how to recognize, prevent, and report elder abuse. They get people connected to supports and agencies and help promote conflict resolution. We also have one, that is sponsored by and hosted by CMHA, and that is the Vulnerable Seniors at Risk Program. So we have a lead, and the programs are fairly similar from that perspective in terms of consultation, helping people unpack things. I will say, though, too, we want to proceed very respectfully because people have a right to live with risk. And so I'll give you an example. An older mom has an adult child that comes in, back in, to live with her. There may be some issues, that mental health issues that person has themselves, and may, for whatever reason, start taking financial advantage of that mom. Our approach would be that we would have a conversation with that mom, and sometimes we'll get referrals from police, we'll get referrals from
next door neighbors,
etc. We want to better understand what's going on for that person. We want to give them options so they can make an informed decision. Because even though that may be happening for that older mom, she may not want the relationship with that son to change. It is really important. So it's trying to build in whatever safety we can for that mom, and also but respect whatever decision they're making based on the choices that are in front of them. The other thing I can do after this program is give you some numbers for listeners to be able to contact, both in Waterloo and in Guelph Wellington. But I do also want to promote our Here 24/7 service, because we are getting more seniors calling in to that service as well. And I think people need to understand that when seniors call into a crisis service, that's something.
It's big.
Because they don't often call into a crisis service. So I can give our Here 24/7 number at 1-844-437-3247. So if you've got real concerns, they can help also that person navigate. But there are a lot of nuances to assisting the older adult with who's experiencing or at risk of elder abuse.
Sure. And I think, go ahead, Helen.
I was just going to say, to build on Kathy's point, with our Here 24/7 service, we continue to support people in the community who are impacted, right, by some of the losses we experience in mental health. And that's an ongoing challenge for us. And unfortunately, we've had more this month that have been public. So that's a real sadness for us. But we have to continue to make sure that people know that there are places that they can go for help. Here 24/7 makes it really easy for people to reach out and get that help. They can do it anonymously. They can do it, their neighbor can call, anyone can call, right? We've really reduced the barriers. We know our fight against darkness when it comes to mental health is still there. We're still working really, really hard to reach people, whether you're a senior, a child, an adult. People at risk really need sometimes that reach in. Mm-hmm. So we have to continue to do everything we can to reach folks. But if people need to reach out, or you want to reach out about someone else you're worried about, We're always here. Here 24/7 is never closed.
And that's why I'm so grateful that we can have these conversations on a monthly basis, just to remind folks of that. Because I know awareness, for example, we're going to shine a bit of a spotlight on seniors in the month of June through CMHA Waterloo Wellington, which is great. Mm-hmm. But also just generally, this Here 24/7 is exactly that, right? It's never closed. And however you may be feeling, or you know somebody who may be experiencing something, that is available to us today.
We also have absolutely amazing people in our community who on a daily basis generate feelings of hope and kindness and support. You've experienced it, Mike, with your CF fundraising
as well. Oh, my goodness, yeah. A whole month of it.
Same with us. Like, we had, you know, our Shoppers Run for Women. We had our You Were Than You fundraiser. We have Franny's on Highway 7 is doing a golf tournament for us. We have students from Eastwood Collegiate who literally just rolled up and handed us a check from some work they did within their school. Like, just random acts of kindness and goodness, which continue to fuel that the feelings of hope and connectedness, right, which is so important.
Yeah. Always appreciate your time in these visits, and we'll already look forward to the next one. But thanks for being here again today.
Thank you so much.
Helen Fishburne is the Executive Director of CMHA Waterloo Wellington. Kathy Sturdy-Smith, the Manager of Senior Services, CMHA Waterloo Wellington. June is Seniors Month as we draw awareness on depression and elder abuse. This is the Mike Farwell Show on 570.